rolling his wheelchair past sun-dappled stone columns inside the LA Memorial Coliseum, Tom O'Shaughnessy reminisces about a July day in 1960. He skipped Catholic school and came right here for the Democratic National Convention. The stadium was packed, but he squeezed into a spot where he could hear the speeches.
And I was able to stand in the back as a young high school student watching John Kennedy get the nomination.
Decades later, the Air Force veteran is now the chair of the LA County Veterans Advisory Commission. From this angle, O'Shaughnessy can see construction crews busily finishing a new tower with fancy lounges and press boxes, evidence of a nearly $300 million renovation. Another alteration is coming. Starting in August, the stadium will be called the United Airlines Memorial Coliseum. But that's not sitting right with O'Shaughnessy. He testified at a recent meeting of the Coliseum Commission, the public body that oversees the stadium.
This is a memorial and not just a sports arena. You don't see a name in front of Valley Forge for a corporation.
He's among the Los Angeles vets gathering signatures for a petition asking the University of Southern California to renegotiate a $69 million naming deal with the airline. They point out the arena was built with public funds and is owned by the city, county, and state. And the head of the Coliseum Commission, LA County Supervisor Janice Hahn, has become a vocal critic of renaming.
This venue was dedicated to the Los Angeles boys who marched off to World War I and never came home.
But in recent years, under public control, the Coliseum fell into disrepair. In 2013, USC signed a 98-year lease and announced the naming deal last year. At the time, it didn't make much of a splash. Todd Dickey is a senior vice president emeritus of USC. He says during lease negotiations, USC and the commission were on the same page about maintaining a tribute to service members.
They were very concerned, as were we, about honoring veterans.
So it was agreed. Memorial would stay in the name, but the rest was up for sale to fund repairs.
And now the commission is changing the rules that they imposed on us that we followed exactly.
The Coliseum has a storied history, the site of two Olympic Games, two Super Bowls, countless events, and even military exhibitions. When it opened, the country was still reeling from a staggering 116,000 dead in the First World War.
That's a scale of loss that we can't even really comprehend today.
Cortland Jindra with the California World War I Centennial Task Force says in the 20s, communities were weighing how to remember fallen troops.
It kind of all culminated into, well, let's have a memorial stadium that we could have civic functions at as well as sporting.
Nowadays, as sports complexes regularly take on corporate names, memorial parks present a PR challenge. Chicago was forced to drop plans to pursue a naming rights deal for Soldier Field after the September 11th attacks. Earlier this year, Jacksonville, Florida, attached the name of a credit union to its Veterans Memorial Arena after the sponsor agreed to help fund local veterans programs. Hahn says the best resolution in L.A. would be a compromise, like the United Airlines Field at Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. Yeah, it's a mouthful, but
it will honor the veterans and honor this stadium for the reason it was dedicated.
United Airlines, however, seemed to pour cold water on this idea. The company said it was prepared to pull out of the deal if the original agreement isn't honored. Now mediation is underway that might determine whether veterans share billing with the airline. In Los Angeles, I'm Libby Dankman.